Take your Bibles, if you would, John chapter 18. We're going to start in verse 28 tonight. We've been in this chapter for a couple, 3 weeks. It starts out in the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus was arrested. He went to the former high priest, Annas, and then to Caiaphas. We also read in this chapter about the three times that Peter denied Jesus, as Jesus told him he would, in the upper room. And tonight we start in verse 28, where Jesus leaves the Jews and is taken to Pilate. So in verse 28, the Bible says, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas." And again, the other Gospels record his visit with Caiaphas. John doesn't, because it is reported there. But then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. So they took Jesus to this hall of judgment. In the Roman terminology, it was known as the Praetorium. In the city of Rome itself, the Praetorium was where the men lived that guarded the emperor. In the provinces of Rome, this place was where the governor or the ruler lived. And this was the place that Pilate resided while he was in Jerusalem. Now, most of the time, he was the governor over Judea. Most of the time, he stayed in Caesarea. Okay, he served as the procurator of Judea for 10 years, 26 A.D. to 36 A.D. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about Pilate and about the relationship that he had not only with Rome but with the Jews, so that you can put into context the exchange that Pilate had between the Jewish leaders and the exchange that he had with Jesus. Judea was actually a subdivision of the Roman province of Syria. And so Pilate served under what they called a Roman praetor of Syria. In the Roman system, if you ruled in a place where you didn't need Roman troops to keep the peace, you were called a proconsul, and you didn't report to the emperor. You reported to the Senate, the Roman Senate. But if you lived in a place where it required Roman troops, like Syria and Judah did, you were called this procurator, and you reported directly to the emperor, okay? So there was a Roman that was over Syria that reported to the emperor, and then Pilate reported to that man. Pilate was hated by the Jews. He was hated by the Jewish leaders. And Pilate hated the Jews. Let me just mention some of the things that caused the hatred between the Jews and him. And again, I just want to set the stage so that you can understand, you know, that when the Jewish leaders brought Jesus to Pilate, it was the last thing they wanted to do because they hated him. I mean, they didn't want anything to do with him. But it was something they had to do in order to put Jesus to death. But when he first came started his reign, so to speak, over Judah, he sent troops into Jerusalem with a standard, so a flag, bearing the image of Caesar. The Jews, when that happened, regarded that as idolatry, and they went to Pilate, who was in Caesarea, protested, and under duress, he didn't want to do it, but in order to keep the peace, he withdrew those standards. Later, he placed on the wall of Herod's palace there in Jerusalem shields bearing names of pagan deities, okay? And after protest, the emperor himself ordered Pilate to remove the shields. And of course, nobody wants their boss's boss telling them to do something because somebody's protested about it. And so you can imagine how Pilate felt when that happened. In an effort to do something nice for the Jews, to improve the water system in Jerusalem, he built an aqueduct. But unfortunately, to fund the project, He took sacred money from the temple treasury to do it. And so a riot came after that. Many of the Jews were killed in that riot, including not only the protesters, but many people that were innocent bystanders. And again, the emperor reprimanded Pilate for doing that. It's not recorded, and most of these things are not recorded in the Bible, but in Luke chapter 13, it's not recorded in the book of John, but Luke records how his soldiers one time killed from some Galilean Jews as they were worshiping in the temple, and their blood was mixed with the sacrifices, profaning the temple and profaning the altar. And so, again, just to give you a taste of some of the things that Pilate did that caused the Jews to hate him, he put people to death without trial. He accepted bribes. He confiscated property. And so it was no wonder, no wonder that the Jews just detested Pilate. And it was no wonder, because of all the trouble that they caused him within the Roman hierarchy, it was no wonder that he hated them. And he only came to Jerusalem from Caesarea when he had to. And he was in Jerusalem at this particular moment because of the Passover. Because at Passover time, the Romans felt that the threat of a revolution, a Jewish uprising, was greater. There was a lot of talk of messiahs, false messiahs at this point. And so Pilate was forced to come to Jerusalem to be here at Passover time. So he was there. And they brought Jesus to him in the hall of judgment. In other words, the place where he lived. It was early in the morning. Now remember, the Sanhedrin had to have a trial in daylight to make it legal. They had met the night before, but they met early in the morning and accused Jesus of blasphemy, claiming to be the Son of God. Now again, I mentioned last week, even when they did that, they didn't keep the law in the full extent, because you could not try a man and then sentence him the same day. That was against the law. They did both the same day. And they brought him to Pilate. Because even though the Sanhedrin had the authority to do certain things from a religious and civil standpoint, the Romans did not give them the authority to put anybody to death. And by claiming to be the Son of God, even though he was, but by claiming to be the Son of God, Jesus committed blasphemy that was punishable by death. And so the Jews brought Jesus to Pilate in order to carry out the execution. But they wouldn't go in, because if they went into this hall of judgment, it made them unclean for a month. And that verse says that if they were unclean, they couldn't eat the Passover. Well, the Passover was the night before, the actual Passover meal. But the feast lasted for 7 days. And there were other things that they could not take part in if they were unclean. And so they wouldn't go in. Pilate had to come out to them. And so note the hypocrisy in what they did. They were going to take Jesus to his death, break their own law in doing it, but not go into the judgment hall so they could still be clean and take part in the rest of the Passover. So Pilate, verse 29, Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" So what's your formal legal complaint? What's your formal legal charge against this man? And you can see the hostility in the Jews. You can just see them, "Hey, look, we don't want to be here, but you're the only person that we can come to carry out this execution." They answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, if he wasn't an evildoer, if he hadn't broken our law, we would not have delivered him up unto thee." That word "delivered" means that they wanted him to be executed. They wanted the death penalty brought against Jesus. Then Pilate said unto them, in verse 31, "Take ye him and judge him according to your law." Look, you don't need me. Yeah, this is probably a religious matter. You can handle that. Take him and you take care of this case yourself. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. They said to Pilate, we can't handle it. You've made it impossible for us to handle it. The only way we can carry out what needs to be done to this man is that if you do it, because we can't execute anybody. Now, verse 32 says that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. He had told his disciples, I'm going to be taken by my own people. I'm going to be delivered to the Gentiles. I'm going to be put to death. That's exactly what was happening as this was being played out here in the hall of judgment. So the situation was more serious than Pilate thought. He thought it was just a religious matter. They could handle themselves. He didn't realize that they wanted Jesus to be put to death. So Pilate, in verse 33, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Are you really the king of the Jews? Now, again, John makes no claim about it, but in Luke, it records that when the Jewish leaders brought Jesus to Pilate, they charged him with leading a revolution, forbidding people to pay tribute, and claiming to be Christ the king. Now, the last thing didn't matter to Pilate. He didn't care who proclaimed to be the Messiah. But from a Roman standpoint, the two things that you did not allow by a people that you were over, like Pilate was over the Jews, you did not let them revolt, okay, and riot, and you made them pay their tribute. And so those first two charges were charges that Pilate had to listen to. He could care less about the last one. But he knew that's why the Jews brought Jesus to him. The fact that he claimed to be the Messiah, the fact that he claimed to be the king of the Jews. And so he went in and asked Jesus directly, art thou the king of the Jews? Now, notice what Jesus said unto him in verse 34. Jesus answered him, saying, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or does others tell it to thee of me? And so I think Jesus was reaching out to Pilate. I think Jesus always reached out to individuals that he came in contact. Do you believe I'm the king of the Jews? Now again, Jesus knew, but he was giving Pilate the benefit of the doubt. Do you believe that? Or are you just repeating something that somebody else told you? Pilate told Jesus right off that he didn't believe it. He said there in verse 35, am I a Jew? I'm not a Jew. I don't care if you're a king or not. I don't care if you're the Messiah or not. I know this is why they brought you. I know this is why they want you put to death, because they don't want you upsetting the apple cart. And they don't believe that you're the king of the Jews. They don't believe that you're the Messiah. They believe that you're an imposter. So am I a Jew? He said, your own nation, your own people are the ones that have brought you here, and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. They've delivered you unto me so that I can put you to death. Don't you understand that? That's why they brought you. Tell me what you have done. Tell me what you've done. Jesus didn't answer that question. He went on to answer Pilate's first question in verse 36. My kingdom is not of this world. I'm a king, and I have a kingdom, but my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight? My servants, if my kingdom was of this world, I'd be like any other king of this world. Those people that are around me that serve me, they would fight. Now remember, Peter tried, but Jesus said, no, put your sword away. This is my hour. My time has come. This is why I have come. But they would fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews, and I wouldn't be standing here before you. I mean, if my kingdom were of this world, I wouldn't have been arrested. I wouldn't be standing here now about ready to be sentenced to death. But now my kingdom But now is my kingdom not from hence. In other words, it's not of this world. Implying it's from heaven. Implying it's from God. And so Jesus was basically telling Pilate, I am the king of the Jews. I have been, for this kingdom I was born. For this kingdom I came into the world. For this kingdom I am standing before you. Verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. You've admitted it. Again, to this end was I born. That's why I was born. And for this cause came I into this world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate, if you believe that I was the king, if you believe the truth of my kingdom, then you would hear me. You would hear me. Because this is why I've come. This is why I'm here. Notice verse 38. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? What is truth? Now, Pilate didn't want an answer. You can see. And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. He didn't want to know what truth is. Truth is something that philosophers would debate. But Pilate, he didn't care about what was truth. He didn't have time for it. He was the Roman governor. He had to take care of this situation that he didn't want to be in because he hated the Jews, didn't want any part of it. Didn't want to actually put Jesus to death because he knew it would please the Jewish leaders. And so he looked for a way out of it. And so he turned and he went out and he told the leaders that had brought Jesus to him, I find no fault at all in him. We're going to read in chapter 19, two more times Pilate says about Jesus, I find no fault in him. Should have released him. There was no reason to hold him. No reason to keep him on trial, so to speak, because he'd examined him and found no fault. Now, at this point, Luke tells us that Pilate's wife sent him a note. She said, have nothing to do with this just man. I've suffered trouble in a dream because of him. Pilate says to the Jews, you have a custom. Verse 39, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Again, this was a tradition that they had. There's no record of it in the Bible, but in secular history, there is a record of Roman governors at Passover time releasing a Jewish prisoner that the Jews chose. And so again, Pilate wanted out of this. Okay? He did not want to comply with what the Jewish leaders wanted. He hated them. And the last thing that he wanted to do was kill this man who he had examined and found no fault in, no deed worthy of death according to the Roman law. And again, he knew that the Jewish leaders had brought him because they wanted him out of the way. He was upsetting their apple cart. And so he said, hey, we have a custom. We release a prisoner unto you, the one that you choose at Passover time. Will you that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then in verse 40, then cried they all again, saying, no, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. And many people think that Barabbas was not simply a robber, he was a leader of robbers. In fact, many people think that Barabbas was one that proclaimed himself as a Messiah. He was a false Messiah. Lost his following, turned to robbery, gathered a band of men around him to rob. And so when Pilate says, do you want, and again, one of the other gospels says, in his robbery, probably committed murder, killed somebody. And so Pilate said, I'll keep the custom. I'll release a prisoner at Passover time. You choose. Do you want me to release Jesus, the king of the Jews? Now, again, there were probably many in the crowd that wanted Jesus released. There were probably some that believed him there. But the religious leaders had stirred up the mob, and the mob joined them in their cry, no, not Jesus, but Barabbas, this one that was a robber, this one that committed murder. And so, again, Pilate, and we'll talk about it next week, he tried another way out. He tried to send Jesus to Herod because he had heard that Jesus had been preaching in Galilee. Well, that didn't work either. But we'll talk about that next week. Thank you for being here tonight. We'll start in chapter 19 next week. Again, the men will be praying back in the library. The ladies will be praying over here in this room. I would encourage you to join them. It's a special time when we can join our hearts in prayer and lift up those in our church and lift up other things on our hearts and minds. And so, again, I'd encourage you to join them. But thank you for being here tonight. Let's stand and we'll have a word of prayer and be dismissed.